There were numerous pagan beliefs surrounding the winter solstice. It was an ominous and frightful time, where with the shortened hours of sunlight, it seemed too dark and cold to be outside. The earliest pagan Europeans would celebrate Yule at that time of the winter solstice, which was around December 21st. They would bring a huge log inside to burn, where they celebrated in defiance of the harsh conditions outside. The evergreen tree, because it remained green even in the harshest Norse winters, became a symbol of triumph over the forces of nature. In ancient Rome, December was host to a month-long festival of food, drink, and debauchery called Saturnalia. Saturnalia was held in honor of the god Saturn. Amongst the Saturnalia festivities was the celebration of the holiest day of the year, the birth of the sun god Mithra on December 25th, which was the winter solstice in that part of the world. Mithra was also referred to as the unconquered sun. As we pointed out in the last CD, because paganism was such a draw for new Gentile converts, the church had a real dilemma on their hands with the festivities of Saturnalia and the birth of Mithra. This is also highlighted by the quotes from Tertullian we read admonishing believers in Messiah not to hang wreaths on their houses and participate in the Saturnalia festival. There is no certain historical evidence or reliable sources for this, or for exactly how it happened, but many scholars assume that sometime during the 4th century, the church designated December 25th as the birth of Messiah in order to combat these pagan festivals with a Christian alternative. It would have been an easy leap for the birthday of the unconquered sun, S-U-N, to the birthday of the unconquered sun, S-O-N. 4th century bishop John Chrysostom concedes so much when he writes, "On this day also the birth of Christ was lately fixed at Rome in order that while the heathen were busy with their profane ceremonies, the Christians might perform their sacred rites undisturbed. They call this the birthday of the invincible one. But who is so invincible as the Lord? They call it the birthday of the solar disk. But Christ is the Son of Righteousness." Fast forwarding to the 17th century, it is significant that the Puritans in England did not celebrate Christmas because they considered the holiday as unchristian, and indeed, when they came to America, they banned it in the colonies. The celebrations in England during this time were completely secular and more like what one would experience at Mardi Gras. Although the celebrations eventually became widespread in the colonies, the only place you could not find them was in the church. Eventually, though, the American church embraced Christmas, but the ongoing battle over the secular versus religious nature of the holiday exists all the way up to the present day. That the church chose December 25th to honor the birthday of Messiah is the view of most of the scholarly community today. But this theory of pagan origins is not bulletproof. For one thing, why would Christians of the period, who were in a bitter struggle against paganism and shunned such associations, so easily cave to imitating a pagan practice? Torah Club Volume 4 cites alternative views. Alternatively, Andrew McGowan suggests that the December 25th date may have more to do with Jewish tradition than pagan superstitions. Jewish tradition prefers to depict a righteous man as living out his full number of years by dying on the anniversary of the day he was born. The Christian equivalent of this tradition was the belief that Jesus died on the anniversary of the day he was conceived. In early Christian tradition, Tertullian of Carthage dated the death of Yeshua to March 25th, Nisan 14, a date which later came to be celebrated as the Feast of Annunciation. Thus, Jesus was believed to have been conceived and crucified on the same day of the year, exactly 9 months later. Jesus was born on December 25th. Jewish believer Chaim Yedida Theophilus Lucky had a different theory for the origin of Christmas. He believed that December 25th grew out of associations with the festival of Hanukkah, which begins on Kislev 25, the biblical month equivalent to December. There is even the Talmudic theory in Tractate of Avodah Zarah that believes it is Adam who was the first to declare the time of the winter solstice as a festival. The story goes that Adam experiences the first winter, and as he is watching the days getting shorter and shorter, he believes that because he sinned, the world is going back into null and void. So he fasts and prays for a full 8 days before the solstice, and then lo and behold, afterwards, the days get brighter and longer. He therefore establishes the 8 days before the winter solstice and the 8 days after as days of thanksgiving to heaven. It was believed by the rabbis that it was only later on that pagans would take this over from the worship of the one true God. I guess you could say this becomes a question of what came first, the chicken or the egg. These are certainly interesting stories and theories, but nevertheless, they are not accepted as actual fact by many. So where does that leave believers today?